Hey friends, know that using a Bastion host can help limit threats such as port scanning and other types of malware targeting your VMs. Azure Bastion gives you secure and seamless RDP and SSH access to your virtual machines from the Azure portal using SSL without any exposure through public IP addresses. Ashish is here to show me how today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott and it's Azure Friday. I'm talking with Ashish about Azure Bastion. I already like the name. This sounds like a great thing because the Bastion is like the last bastion. It's that wall that keeps the bad guys from getting into your castle. Is that a good analogy?
Yes, absolutely. Azure Bastion is specifically designed to be provisioned at the perimeter of your network to specifically guard your virtual machines inside the virtual network.
Mm-hmm. So do most people just make a virtual machine and expose the ports directly to the outside?
So typically what customers go about accessing the VMs, especially in cloud environments, is either they expose their VMs to public IPs, mm-hmm. which is considered as a significant threat surface, or they go ahead and provision jump boxes, which is mm-hmm. the RDP into those jump boxes first, and then from there on, RDP to the target VM.
Really? That seems like a bad idea, the double RDP. It seems inefficient, and it doesn't seem like a very clean solution.
Absolutely. That experience itself is jarring. Also, on top of that, because it's customer provision jump box, customer is expected to manage, monitor, provision, harden it, secure it, manage its availability and redundancy. So it becomes a lot of challenge creating that jump box and managing it on an ongoing basis.
Okay, so that's kind of a hack to do that jump box as well as multiple passwords and all the things. And if it becomes compromised, then it's no jump box at all. What's the right thing to do? What does Azure Bastion do?
So Azure Bastion is a fully managed service. So customers don't have to worry about creating these jump boxes and managing them on their own. Mm. Azure Bastion, once you provision it, it gets into your virtual network. And from there on, it's a managed solution that customers can use to RDP and SSH to their VMs mm-hmm. without exposing those VMs to public IPs. And it all happens with a single-click experience right in the Azure portal itself.
Wow, okay. Is it a kind of an invisible managed reverse proxy, or how is the magic done?
So it has a set of stuff running inside the Azure Bastion. Mm-hmm. Internally, Azure Bastion is a VM scale set, mm-hmm. and it has the capability to resize itself as more number of sessions come in. It runs an application server as well as a set of daemons, which are responsible of brokering the remote session to the customers directly in the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm. And do you recommend this to anyone who has a couple of virtual machines that are exposed currently to public IP addresses?
Absolutely. So if anyone has virtual machines in their virtual networks that they want to RDP or SSH to, we would recommend Azure Bastion as the way to access all of them.
Mm-hmm. And this is easy to set up?
This is just like a couple of clicks and get going with setting Azure Bastion in your virtual
network. Cool. Do you have a slide to show me, or do we want to make one?
Yes, sure. So if you see here, so Azure Bastion is provisioned in your virtual network. Mm-hmm. So the box that you see on the right side is customer's virtual network. And once customer says that I want an Azure Bastion, what happens is that we provision Azure Bastion inside customer's virtual network mm-hmm. in a subnet called Azure Bastion subnet. Now when the customer says I want to connect, what happens is that the connect request comes to Azure Bastion, which is here, mm-hmm. and Azure Bastion then initiates RDP or SSH session to the target VMs. Mm. The idea is that you want to contain the RDP or SSH protocol within the customer's virtual network. So you never have RDP packets going outside your virtual network over the public wire.
Interesting, okay.
So what Bastion does is that it takes the session packets, transform it into a custom protocol, put it in HTTPS, and then send it over public wire over 443. So you don't expose the remote protocol over public internet.
Interesting. Okay, so no RDP ports, and RDP itself never leaves, which gives it a much, much smaller attack surface.
Absolutely. And Azure Bastion will give you an RDP SSH session always on your target VM's private IP address. Mm-hmm. So even if your VM had a public IP address due to whatever reason, Azure Bastion will never hit that to give you a remote session. It'll always use the target VM's private IP address.
Interesting. What is the experience like for someone who's used to opening the remote desktop connection app, and they think that they're just going to type in an IP address and hit connect?
So today what we support is with Azure Bastion, customers come to Azure portal, mm-hmm. go to the target VM, click on connect. We integrate right there with the connect experience in the Azure portal. And that's where customers can get to the sessions. Going forward, we will add support for native client experiences wherein customers can use their desktop applications like MSDSE or RDC Man or other such client applications mm-hmm. to directly get to the VMs using Azure Bastion.
Oh, okay. And then you would automatically create in the future a download file, and then they can immediately just download that, run into the remote desktop connection.
Exactly.
Okay. Like a one-time usage login.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Okay. Can we do a demo?
Yes. So let me quickly show it to you. So here, today to create an Azure Bastion, what you see here is in Azure portal, you can search for a new resource type, okay. which we call as Azure Bastion. And it's currently in public preview, so you will see this preview written in brackets. But mm-hmm. once you search for Azure Bastion, you will see in the marketplace an Azure Bastion resource. You go ahead and click on create. Mm-hmm. And it has a couple of settings that you can provide. You can provide a resource group. You can provide your Bastion name, region, and then the virtual network and a public IP. You can use an existing one or create a new one. Okay. And that's pretty much it. Just a couple of settings and you're good to go. So what I have here is a Bastion provisioned in my virtual network. Mm-hmm. So the VNet that you see here is my VNet. And what I have here is a set of VMs in my virtual network. I have a WinVM and I have a Linux VM. Now let's go to WinVM. And as you would see here, there is no public IP on my VM. Right. It only has a private IP.
So it is not exposed in any way to the public Absolutely. Or the open internet.
Absolutely. So we've integrated Azure Bastion with Connect. Mm-hmm. So we click on Connect, and you will see that Bastion option figures here. And then here, what you can do is quickly enter your credentials. I'm going to enter mine mm-hmm. and click on Connect. And you will see that an RDP session opens
quickly.
Yes. So because Bastion is part of your virtual network itself, mm-hmm. it can very quickly reach to the target VM and give you the RDP session.
I understand also that for auditing purposes, you can do video. So if you're concerned that someone might be attacking something or you just want complete control and auditing, you can be recording everything someone is doing.
Exactly. So that feature currently is in private preview. Mm-hmm. But really the idea is that enabling customers to be able to audit who logged on to what VM and did what. Today, if customers were to do that, the way to do that is they log into the VMs, they go to the event viewer, they go to the audit logs, mm-hmm. and from those logs, take a best educated guess of what could have happened in the VM. So the idea is that a video recording gives them a quick view of what happened in the session instead of going through all of those tons of logs.
You know, that's a really interesting way to think about it, because kind of in the past, RDP is an extremely opaque thing. You know, there's a port that's open, you trust people. If they've got the password, they've got keys to the castle, to use your Bastion analogy. And now here, there's really a wall, there's a control to make sure that if someone gets into our castle, they're supposed to be there, we're auditing what they're doing, possibly in the future recording what they're doing, and making sure that they can do their job, but also we as the security professionals can do our job.
Absolutely, spot on. So let me quickly also show you the Linux experience as well. Mm-hmm. So if I have a Linux VM, again, you would notice here that there is no public IP on my Linux VM in the same VNet. I click on Connect, and then I go to the Bastion option and enter my credentials here. We support SSH keys as well. Mm. So if you have RSA keys that are already configured on your VMs and you want to use that, you could use that too. And here, you can go ahead and enter your password and click on Connect. And you will get to your SSH session right
here. And that's also an in-browser experience.
Exactly. So the idea is you have an in-browser experience that's over HTTPS. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about what protocols are going over my public internet. It's all going through Bastion, through the single point of entry, which is Bastion itself, and all on HTTPS.
So you said that this is in preview right now, but you encourage people to sign up and try it out?
We have thousands of customers already trying it out, and we're getting great feedback. Very motivating and very encouraging.
And you've got big plans for the future that we talked about.
Yes, absolutely.
So people can go and find this by going into the portal, going to the marketplace, putting in Bastion, and then following the process that you just went through.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. This sounds like a really exciting product. All right, I'm learning all about Azure Bastion and how to protect my castle today on Azure Friday.